Phone Boy Speaks, episode 395, Coffee Break.
I like coffee, but I also am starting to realize that it may not be having the most good effect on me, or the most, or the, or, you know, working the as well as it could, or, you know, whatever. I mean, and yeah, I've just noticed it hasn't been working. And so I've been doing some reading on the interwebs, and apparently, depending on when you consume caffeine, it can have very different effects on you. And, you know, if you know what people typically do who drink coffee is they drink it first thing in the morning. And that actually ends up being the worst time in the morning to drink coffee, because your body is, you know, already trying to wake up anyway, and actually consuming caffeine at that point can interfere with that and actually make the situation worse. And so, you know, depending upon when you wake up and, you know, when your normal rhythms, there's times when it's actually, you know, all right to have a cup of coffee, because you're kind of hitting a natural low anyway, and you should, and apparently that's the time to do it, right? So typically, like from 9:30 to, or like 9:30 to 11:30 or something during the day is supposedly when your cortisol is at its lowest, and having a cup of coffee might actually increase your that will increase your alertness and such. And then, you know, the another one is kind of like in the, you know, the afternoon, right? So first thing in the morning, maybe not. And in fact, and then, you know, and then during the, you know, during later in the day, you know, have another cup or something. But that's, and that's actually been, I've been doing this for about, you know, a week or so, and it's actually been working pretty well for me. You know, the mornings, I mean, whether I have a cup of coffee or not, it doesn't, you know, that never seemed to help. But it seems that it's helping in the days where, you know, it's helping to do that. And, you know, just not having it first thing in the morning. I switched to caffeine-free tea. That's kind of how I've solve that problem. And fortunately, Starbucks sells a good tea. And it also, I think, helps keep my caffeine consumption to a minimum. And I've minimized the coffee that I'm having, because it's you know, I like it, but there's aspects of it I don't. And actually, so, but I figure if I'm going to be drinking coffee, it should have a good benefit. And I probably shouldn't consume too much of it, because I think it doesn't help my how I feel. And so I've just decided, okay, I'm going to scale back a little bit on it. And so this is what I'm going to do. So far, it seems to be working for me. I'll put a link in the show notes to the Science-y article that I read that explains how this works and why it works. And, you know, you can try it or not, and tell me what you think.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.